fire it up.
This stuff that you have on your website, you are literally giving money away. And I don't know if I'm being a bit, I'm not sure how to say this, but I don't know if you know how powerful your stuff are, honestly, because I could come in any day and I'm feeling down and so on. And I listen to not a few of your podcasts, just one, anyone. I just go on there and just click whatever I want. And straight away, the mood just changed. Everything just changed. It just came to my mind. I don't understand how on earth is Chuck actually putting this podcast on his website for free. It's just really, really, really honestly crazy stuff, because these things are so powerful. Like I said to you, it's just extremely powerful stuff, honestly. Honestly, powerful stuff.
Hey, what's up? Chuck Morrison here from MakingMountainsMove.com. An absolute honor and pleasure to have you here with me on the Making Mountains Move podcast, your number one go-to destination for inspiration, motivation, and 100% flat-out transformation. Two words for you here right at the start: fired up. Are you fired up? Are you fired up about your passion, about your purpose, about your dream, about you living life on your terms? Well, let me assure you, you will be after plugging in to the Triple M movement. This right here is all about you and your dream and you living it. It all starts with getting passionate, man, woman, because listen, weak desires bring weak results, just as a small amount of fire brings a small amount of heat. Some great words right there from the legendary Napoleon Hill, but you know what? Even a raging fire will go out if it's not fed. The same thing goes for you and your dream. That's why it's so important that you stay plugged in to personal development and self-growth, because it's like what Zig Ziglar said, right? People say motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why you have to do it on a daily basis. Brushing your brain, as I like to call it. Well, that's what these podcasts right here are all about. And today I want to come at you with some just pure content on how to properly approach your goals and dreams. And more importantly, successfully achieve them. Results city, baby. You know, I get asked this all the time. Chuck, why is it that I do things like visualize and affirmations, vision boards, but my results don't seem to change, or they're inconsistent? I know these techniques can work, but why aren't they working for me? What am I doing wrong here? Well, it's an awesome question, by the way. And the answer, while it can be unique for each individual, I found that there's some key elements that need to be in place to properly impact your results in manifesting. Uh-oh, Chuck just said manifesting. Now we're getting all new agey and stuff. Hear me on this, all right? Hear me on this. In fact, I want you to come a little bit closer to your speakers or your headphones, all right? One of the core principles for you to successfully manifest your goals, and this works particularly well with things like affirmations and vision boards, but it's really key in all goal-setting techniques, is to not think of your goals, but to think from them. Chuck, that sounded pretty profound. Say that again. I want you to, when you approach your goals, when you approach your dreams, when you approach your burning desires, don't think of them, think from them. Now, let's go ahead and break this down for you, all right? Other podcasts, they might just give you a couple nuggets of wisdom or perhaps tease you with the information, but here at Making Mountains Move, we not only give you life-changing content, we actually show you how to apply it. So, thinking of your goal versus thinking from your goal. See, when you think of your goal, and a lot of people do this, I was there myself, right? I've got the hand in the air right now. When you think of your goal, there's automatically distance there, right? There's separation. You and your goal are separated. You're divided. What you need to do is connect with your goals on an emotional level. And to do this, you have to shift from thinking of your goal to thinking from your goal. What this means, all right, specifically, what this means is to put yourself inside of your goal. In other words, you don't see the house. You see yourself living in the house. You know, don't see the car. See yourself driving it, washing it, see it in your driveway, see you owning the car. You want to think from your goals. And when you do, you and your goal become one. It's so important. Now, the way to actually apply this technique is to, again, when you think from your goal, you think of it as an already accomplished fact. You think of your desire as already being fulfilled. This is why you write down your goals in the present tense as an already accomplished fact. And we mentioned emotions a moment ago. You know, there's a very specific feeling that you're going after here, which is the feeling of the wish fulfilled. See, it's the feeling that gets the blessing. Might want to write that down. I'll say it again. It's the feeling that gets the blessing. We've referenced Neville Goddard before on these podcasts. Neville Goddard, in fact, has an entire book dedicated to this one subject called Feeling is the Secret. And it's not just any feeling you're going after here. Again, you have to connect with your goal. You have to unite with your goal. You have to align with it. You have to get on that same frequency of your goals, of your dreams, of your burning desires. And you do this by thinking from the goal, by thinking of the goal as an already accomplished fact. Now, listen, a lot of this information is centuries old, but very few people understand it or know about it. Well, not you, not any longer. So here's how you apply it. It's easy, right? We love simple. We love easy on these podcasts because it's oftentimes, 9 times out of 10, you know, the most simple things, the most elegant things that have the most profound effects. So what I want you to do is see yourself inside the house, for example. You know, how would it feel if you were living in that house? See yourself running the successful business. Don't just think of having a successful business. See yourself running it. How does that feel? You want to capture the feeling. Why is that important? Because when you do, when you capture the feeling of the wish already being fulfilled, that's when you come into alignment with your goals. Can you see the difference here? Can you see the difference instead of just thinking about your goals, instead of just thinking of your goals and thinking from them? It's the difference between success and failure. If you've been a follower of the Triple M movement for any length of time, you know how we roll in these podcasts, right? It's fun work time. I want you to put this technique into action. I want you to start thinking from your goals. From this point forward, no longer will you think of them. It's now thinking from them. And share your results, because I'm telling you, if you apply this, you're going to experience profound results. For some of you, this concept may be completely new. So, you know, I recommend starting with something small, maybe parking spots or perhaps, you know, signing up a new account or a client. But the bottom line is to put this knowledge into action. We said it at the very beginning. The whole movement, the whole Triple M movement is about you and your dream and you living it. So from this point forward, don't think of your goals, think from them. My name is Chuck Morrison. The movement turning dreamers into achievers all across this great globe is MakingMountainsMove.com. You know what time it is. It's time to get out there. Get after it. Now say it with me here. Scream it from your car, your office, wherever you may be, or you can lip sync if you'd like. Make those mountains move.